one purpose and will give their power and authority to the beast. They will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. All right, we don't have time to go to it, but Daniel chapter 7, verse 23 has the exact same description of this seven-headed, ten-horned beast. Now, in Revelation 17, we are told the seven heads equal seven hills or seven mountains. All right? There is one thing that is almost universally agreed upon in prophetic discussion. This is Rome. It is known, it has been known for centuries. Rome sits on seven hills, and everybody pretty much agrees on this. But the seven hill or the seven heads also have another meaning. They are also seven kings. All right? Now we have ten horns, and these ten horns represent a separate group of ten kings. Now here's the interesting thing. We have a picture of seven kings, and we have a picture of ten kings. This beast that we're talking about is going to be one of the ten, but will distinguish himself. All right? He will rise above the ten. In Zechariah chapter 11, we are told he will rise in the midst of these ten kings, which also represent the countries or the kingdoms they represent, and he will subdue three. And he will do it in 1 month. When he does this, the other seven kings give him their power. All right? Who are we talking about here? We are talking about this one person. Remember the temptation that Satan offered Jesus? If you'll bow down to me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. And what did Jesus say? No way. But there is a man who will say yes. And Satan will then seek to use that man to give him the kingdoms of the world. Now, the beast is also one of the seven. And here's where we get a riddle. I mean, doesn't this almost read like a riddle? Remember when you're a little kid and you get those little things on the side of a cookie or a box or something and you read the riddle? There's a riddle here. He is one of the seven. He once was, now is not, and yet will come. How can that be? That's a riddle that needs to be explained, and we'll talk about it here in a little bit because I want to come back to it. Notice that it says he has a blasphemous name. Let me give you a good example of a blasphemous name. In fact, let me give you three good examples of blasphemous names. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. What? Blasphemous names. See, their real names are Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael. Their Hebrew names all had the name of God within their name, and it was a praise to God. The names we are most familiar with them are names that were given to them in Babylon that were names that praised Baal. That's a definition of a blasphemous name. He has names that elevate the demons and the devils, not the one true God. Now, back in Revelation 13, let's just go down through here. Verse 2, the beast I saw resembled a leopard. First let me go back to verse 1. Is there a person that answers, that fits the riddle of the seven kings that once was and now is not? He's a part of the seven, but he's an eighth. Is there a person that can answer that riddle living today? The answer is yes. Verse 2. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had feet like those of a bear and the mouth like that of a lion. That is a symbol that has been around for 500 years. It is the symbol of the Holy Roman Empire, and specifically, it is the symbol of France, Germany, and England. It is called the heraldic beast. It's a combination of these three entities. It has to do with the Holy Roman Emperors. All right? Let me find my place here. Notice that what we have is another false imitation of God. We've got the dragon. We have the first beast, who is the false Messiah. In a little bit, we're going to read about the second beast, which is the false prophet. The false prophet will not call attention to himself, but will cause men to worship the first beast. What is the role of the Holy Spirit in your life? The Holy Spirit does not call attention to himself, does he? He causes you to give honor and glory to the Lamb and to the one who sits on the throne. The false prophet will do the same thing. So basically what we have here, folks, is an unholy trinity. It is Satan mimicking and trying to represent himself as the one true God. Look how far this goes. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. He goes so far as to have a false resurrection. You can read more about that, I believe, in Zechariah chapter 11, where I think there's some description of an assassination attempt and some of the things that happened to him, his right eye and his right arm, which I think will be a clue to us eventually who this person is. Verse 4, the world sees the dragon as the source of the power and gives, and they actually worship the dragon because of the power that they see in this first beast. He has a 42-month reign. We've already talked about that.